back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
630 Comcast Business Text Line. From Chicago, Jason, the Niners have the most talented starting roster in the NFL. Does that make sense, Steiny? Yeah, then say that, Chicago. But I just hear, oh, best roster, 1 through 53. But I hear you, Chicago, Jason. I don't want to alienate you. Because you're one of our loyal ones.
Yeah. They just showed that play you referenced in last Sunday's game against Arizona right before.
With 1 second left?
Dude.
So
bad. But Kyle would have been the culprit, though. Like, what are you doing? I believe that's game management, Steiny. You got to get in the guy like, dude, don't F this up.
Whoa. If Brock Purdy, that's on Brock
if
Purdy.
If they go to the half without that three,
that's on, to me, on Purdy.
I see. I put he it just on both. Can't, I he put just it on everybody.
He's got
your head coach is OC. You got to remind him and tell him, don't be screwing
this up. Wait. You're going to pay this guy $60 million.
Well, I've earned
There's 6 seconds on the clock, and you have to say, hey, make sure the play we run, you got to get it out quick.
Let's call a friendly reminder.
Please. Yeah. What is he, a prop 48 quarterback? Come on.
I can't wait for tonight, man. What, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 hours?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Damn.
There was a couple other ones here that I thought were pretty good. Oh, here we go. 5-1-0. Steiny, we've had multiple players out. McCaffrey, Hargrave, one game. Debo, one game. Moody, one game. Not even one yet. Hufanga, he's not very good anyway. Debo Samuel, he missed one game.
And Hufanga's good. He's just been caught peeking,
he
man.
He is a gambler.
Well, no, hello,
a
welcome
gambler.
To the family. But you're right. But yeah, it hadn't been good thus far, and now his body's betraying him a little bit.
I will say this one from the 5-1-0. We're talented, but a player like Greenlaw makes the difference in games that come down to one or two plays.
Look at the Super Bowl. They were
stifling. You mean when he tried to run out of the field?
No, what the defense did to Mahomes in that first half, and then when he got hurt, you know, they still – man, shout out to Steve Wilks. I wonder what he's thinking about this defensive effort through five games. Really, though. Well, they thought it was me, huh? Just like Bochy. I'll just go win me a World Series.
Bochy.
Well, they ran them.
They were right because they were going in a different direction.
Where they make you, here's your lineup. Bat Evan leadoff when he should be batting fourth.
If the manager doesn't know how to manage, you got to do it that way. Uh-huh. Yeah. Big Bird, Walnut Creek.
You got to get something better than Big Bird.
Tell him then. Say it to his face.
Give me something better than Big Bird. Big Bird. What's up,
baby? Hey, man.
Oh,
hey, you guys are good, man. Enjoyed listening to you. But being a Raider fan, I have my own issues. But I'll say this, Steiny, you're right. There's no – if they don't do something now, they're going to have to win the division. There's no way the wild card is going to work. I just don't see it.
Right.
And if you look at the rest of the schedule, too, look at their schedule that's coming up. That's going to be pretty brutal. And the one thing I'll say, too, about the NFL, what a mess this year. There are so many injuries around the NFL. The NFL, I'm just seeing players look like they're just cashing in and not playing. I mean, I'm serious. Look at it. It's just awful.
Yeah. Well, hey, Big Bird, appreciate the call. And that was something that I pointed out before anybody ever did about where the NFL is headed. And I think that's
this is where it's always
proven positive.
Ronnie Lott cut off half his pinky.
No, that's the point. They're not playing anymore.
Jordan Love got hurt seriously, and he's back.
That's great.
A lot faster than a lot of us assumed.
No. Favre would have gotten back right away.
Fred Warner, whatever he did to his ankle, was back out there, and he was compromised, but still played. Yeah. Gladiator.
They don't have enough of him anymore. They don't have enough gladiators anymore. Hard work beats talent. Wait. Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard, and Greenlaw is a hard hat worker. So I'm looking at the standings. Let me just check this out here. I'll get you a better feel for it.
Yeah, and it's still,
all right, so you got...
It's a must-win for morale.
You got the Lions 3. You got the Vikings at 5-0 and the Lions at 3. There are a lot of teams ahead of the Niners right now in terms of the wild card. So, but I'm with the last caller. I think they have to win the division.
Well, you know me, Mr. Math. The math is there. Sure. There's a lot of time left. If, you know, assuming that they turn this thing around. We could watch Minnesota return the glass slippers. I don't expect that, but we've seen it before. Niners just got to go handle their business, Donnie, and quit worrying about what's going on around them.
I don't think they're worried about what's going on around
them. Well, they should.
Well, should they or shouldn't they?
They should. They're 2-3.
We said they shouldn't have to worry about the
teams around. Arizona run the ball down your throat.
They're not letting them. They're trying.
Well, that's worse. 14 missed tackles last Sunday.
I've never heard of a team that lets a team run through them.
No, come on, man. You know what could, yeah. You should be tired. Come on, man.
I thought it was chess. The Cardinals knew how hot that game was, and they waited the Niners out to start running the ball. Bay, where's the one? Did we do the Ben Salt? Yes, we did.
Yeah.
But there,
your guy, our guy.
I like him.
Yeah, I like him too.
I think he's pretty good. I think he's real good, actually. Ron Rivera, former coach of the Carolina Panthers.
Don't tell Shafty. Don't Washington. Call him Riverboat Ron.
Why not? That's his nickname. I didn't, but why should I?
Shafty feel like he had earned that name. But go ahead. It was great radio.
Well, I assume he earned that nickname because he took a lot of chances. But Chasky doesn't think he did take a lot of chances.
He's just not fond of it, him as a coach.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. We got to the Super Bowl. Here's Ron Rivera on, is this Super Bowl hangover thing real or not? Coming up in 5 minutes, know your foe. Mm-hmm.
It's very challenging. Very, very challenging. Because, first of all, you got to understand, there's an emotional portion of it that nobody understands. And they've done this, and it's happened mostly to the NFC team. Okay, it happened to us when I was in Carolina in 2015. We get to the Super Bowl, we lose, and so we lose the Super Bowl. You got to live with that all the way up until the end of May, beginning of June, and then the new schedule comes out, and then we became the first team in like 25 years to have to play the opening game against your Super Bowl opponent. So for the next 5 months or 4 months, whatever it is, we lived it every day. Well, you know, you're opening up with Denver. It's a revenge game. And what you have to be careful is you put so much energy into winning that first game, into starting fast, that all of a sudden you lose, which we lost by a missed kick on the at the end of the game as the clock ticked down. We missed it wide right, and we had to live with that as well. So there's a big emotional drain on the players to begin with, you know. Not just physical, but it's emotional. It does get a little bit into your psyche when stuff like that happens.
I respect him.
I know we say, is it real or is it not?
And dude, be cancer.
I don't know what we call it, but that's what I think is partly what's happening.
So that's why that's the biggest cop out, though. That's why they're missing tackles. That's why they're not playing sound football. That's why IUK held out and Trent Williams held out. Like, nah, man, you got to go. Some athletes or some coaches take that as an honor.
Do you believe that a motivated team will play harder and better than a team that's not motivated?
Well, who's the most talented one?
Well, see,
that's how I look at it.
Okay.
Well, motivation could take you so far if you're lacking talent.
My point is, maybe on a day or so,
you can get the other team.
You all think that these guys are robots. They're not robots. They've lost 2 years in a row after going deep into the playoffs.
Facts.
And right now, they can't find the competitiveness or the mental focus
or
that they have had.
They're missing
in the
their
past.
Two best players.
Well, then don't complain.
No, I'm just saying. I think that's 98% of it.
What?
They're missing their McCaffrey on both sides of the ball.
Okay,
this
well,
ain't
then,
about
then
the
stop.
Schedule came out and
then
we had to open
worrying.
Up on Thursday. Put the pads on. You get millions of dollars. You just got yours. Ball out. Debo, everybody said you was the bionic man in the offseason. And you ain't doing crap. That ain't got nothing to do about, I don't get my cookies in my brown paper bag for snacks. You got to go out there and play. Everybody's under the same thing, Stoney. You
no,
got a game.
Not. No, they're not under the same thing. No team has lost the Super Bowl like the Niners
the
last
Chiefs
year.
The Chiefs are 5-0.
Well, let me tell you what I think.
Talk about that.
Right,
that
and they've won four games
all.
By very close.
They're 5-0.
Are they playing
so
well?
So that puts an end to that Diddly squat.
They won the Super Bowl last year. Bonte's that's the difference.
Got a new term on his show, and I love it. They're thinking the kiddie table. That is the kiddie table of sports.
Well, it's because you don't understand.
And you hate the participation trophy.
Of course
that,
I do.
That's what that is, that type of analysis. Go out there and beat the man in front of you.
I told you what I think's happening. They've been to the NFC Championship 2 years ago. They went to the Super Bowl last year. They lost it. Now they got to come back again, and you think it's like easy to come out of the gates flying high, game one, taking no prisoners. No, there is a residual, I believe.
Yeah, but Stoney, I'm just trying to hammer home. It's not the same. What's becoming apparent to me, it's not the same guys. The guys people have taken for granted here are gone. And maybe the absences mean more than what we thought. Armstead on line one.
Are you?
On line two. All this, okay, we can do it. We don't need it.
So is it injuries or not?
It's a combination.
Okay.
But it's not the psyche of we win, play to the end. When I'm looking at Kansas City, play with lesser, right, and they're 5-0.
Okay, so
I'm just using Solak, the team that went as far as the Niners.
So the fact that
We're not giving the 49ers the
benefit of the doubt for having two long seasons in a row. Maybe that's playing into why they're not off to a great start.
I don't think that's why they're not scoring touchdowns in the red zone. And I don't think that's why teams are able to run down their throat. And if you listen to our guy Ben, he said there were warning signs 10 weeks into the season.
Okay.
So this is just attrition. And all the people we wanted to run out of town.
Who are you talking about?
Armstead.
I
said that to you three times.
Nobody wanted to run him out of town. He didn't take a pay cut.
My point is, he was a whipping boy.
No, he wasn't. Stop, please.
He was one of them for me.
Well, now, you know what, then? Just live with the fact that it's okay. They're not going to win it because they don't have Greenlaw.
Because Stoney's saying they're going to have a cupcake party in a couple weeks. They're all going to get together and have Twinkies, and then they'll go out and win 8 of 9.
Well, that's the point.
No, it's about beating your man in front of you and quit getting punked.
There it is. There's analysis.
Yeah, they're getting punked.
There's analysis.
No, it's
getting
real.
Punked.
What do you got?
They're not.
No,
right.
Your sports thing is you ain't played a lick of football. You're in this fairy tale land that you think you know what goes into it. Miss me. This is about beating a man's ass right in front of you.
No, I get it.
And you run from that.
I get it. Ron Rivera is a
mental excuse for Ron Rivera. He got fired. He's still a steward, and I respect him.
Right. He said they're having a Super Bowl hangover. I agree. You don't.
There's no hangover when you don't win a Super Bowl.
That's why you have it.
You don't get that when you choke the Super Bowl. And the Niners have done that twice.
But that's the thing that everybody talks about. The team that loses a Super Bowl has trouble coming back the next year. Yeah. If you don't think that's real, I respect that. But I absolutely believe it's real because we're still early in the season, relatively speaking, and they haven't played with urgency. And I think it has something to do with that.
They are playing with urgency,
well, then
and
they're
this
not
is
very
just
good.
Who they are without Greenlaw and without McCaffrey.
Well, then they're not going to make the playoffs.
All right, it'll tell. And we don't know when those guys are coming back.
No, we don't.
But I just think it's giving them the biggest pass saying this is a hangover. This is a new team under a new defensive coordinator.
Their offense is exactly the same.
What about the defensive coordinator? We ran the guy out of here last year, and what? Now this dude's just nobody cares. It's okay.
I disagree with that. We were on his neck.
Not
till week six.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Well, right. And I bet you if you did a search, the name Sorensen through 5 weeks has come up more than Wilkes the first five weeks.
All right. But I guess I'm using the station in our show.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. I mean, to me, we're already here. Robert Saleh got fired, and they're talking on the radio for 2 hours about let's fire Sorensen and bring back Saleh. So, I think that's where I do disagree. I think Sorensen's name has come up a boatload early in this season. Oh, you ready?
It's our time.
You ready? You ready, Goo?
This is the new Jeopardy.
Don't say that because Jeopardy got canceled.
All right.
Let's welcome
another
in
E-production.
Producer extraordinaire.
Well, this is just for football season, so it will eventually come to an end.
All right. Let's
go.
It is the Know Your Foe segment. Know Your Foe. We know it's the Seattle Seahawks, but do we know about Seattle, the Seahawks, and the Pacific Northwest?
All right. So, and on that note, let's start with the Seattle Seahawks as we go through kind of chronologically each of these places and their franchises and the surrounding areas. So, I will ask you, gentlemen, when were the Seattle Seahawks founded? Da, da,
da, da. I'm saying 1965. Da,
da, da. I'll say later. I won that one.
No, that doesn't count.
I'm going to say 1994.
Way earlier, somewhere in between.
Hey, if you're going to make an ass out of us, we're not going to play.
1976.
Seahawks came in 76?
Wow. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, their first winning season was in 78.
Jeez.
And
Jim Zorn.
This is kind of a complicated question, but do you know how they got the name Seahawks? How they chose the team name?
Seahawks. How did I do not.
Public naming contest.
Oh,
they voted.
That's dope.
So,
did they really?
That is sick.
Yeah, what did the winner get? Well, season tickets, probably.
The city of Seattle voted, and
wow. Oh, you mean it was at the ballot box?
Basically, yeah. The public naming,
that's
not
dope.
Individual.
Do we know? Do we know what the other candidates were?
No. So. Stein, you should know this one. Who is their all-time leading receiver?
Steve Largent.
Evan, I knew that one.
That's
too.
What Ayuk hopes to be at some point.
Yeah.
A precise.
Remember Kenny Easley, the safety that used to
UCLA.
Hit?
UCLA. What else you want to know? Seriously.
The Seattle Seahawks' first postseason victory and only Super Bowl victory was against this opponent.
The Denver Broncos. Bang, bang. Bang, bang.
So
put
wait
one
a minute.
Up for the Gipper.
So the Seahawks changed from the AFC to the NFC. Right?
No, the Denver Broncos used to be in the West.
Remember?
NFC West.
Say the question again. I must have misunderstood. My fault.
Yeah, I got it.
In 2013.
Yeah. Okay.
The Seattle Seahawks won the Super Bowl.
Okay.
They beat the same opponent that they also got their first
Denver
postseason
Denver
victory
Broncos.
Against.
Broncos. You don't get a bail.
Yeah.
I got it.
What do you mean?
Look at this dude, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're right. This isn't Jeopardy because you just talk over the narrator. All right. The first place
easy.
Case in point. The first ever home of the Seattle Seahawks.
The Kingdom.
Well done, Goo.
David Craig, all-time leader in fumbles from a quarterback. It's true.
It's also
true. Yeah.
Controversial linebacker Brian the Boz Bosworth was selected in 1987 by the Seattle Seahawks from which college?
Oklahoma.
I said it faster.
He needed one. Damn.
Which year was the first Seahawks trip to the Super Bowl? They did not win this one.
Against the Patriots. Remember they didn't.
That's a minus one in Jeopardy. I won't answer.
I can't wait
zero.
For this one.
Well, it's, the 2005. They lost to the Steelers.
Oh my gosh! Where's Bonte when you need him?
Thank you, 925. I appreciate that on the Comcast Business Text Line. It's also true they were once in the AFC. Go ahead, E.
Your point?
That's what I said. It just got lost.
Okay, you still got the question wrong. All right. There's a movie, Sleepless in Seattle. It does not end in Seattle. It takes you out of Seattle. At what 1,250-foot tall skyscraper does Sleepless in Seattle end at? 3,000 miles from Seattle.
Empire
the
State
Eiffel
Building.
Tower.
Thank you.
Damn.
That's 6,000 miles.
Damn it. I'm up, Steve.
Somebody on the text line says, hey, it looks like
7:07. Read those after.
The Seahawks and Guru have both won a contest. Okay.
It's funny. That's a four.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Got me here with you.
All right, so as we know, the band Nirvana from the great city of Seattle, down in the grunge movement. Dave Grohl, a part of Nirvana, went on to found what alliteratively named Seattle band?
The Fugees.
Close.
It's FF or something. Oh, shoot. Fugees are long.
Are you kidding me?
Dude, God.
The Fugees.
Hey, Foo Fighters.
I don't know it.
In your face.
Oh, boy.
Come on.
You said the Fugees with such confidence.
You wouldn't have got a second chance. Had your partner known.
You don't even know who Lauryn Hill is.
She's late to her functions.
I know. Yeah. All right. So, also nearby, the Tacoma Rainiers are a AAA minor league affiliate of which nearby baseball team?
Oh, the Mariners. Bang, bang. It went up for the Gipper.
So proud.
Really?
I can't stand this guy.
I just like the buzzer.
Seattle, from 1993 to 2004, was the setting, the primary setting for this popular sitcom.
Yes.
Frasier.
I swear I knew it.
Frasier.
I imagine you got that.
Kelsey Grammer.
He was great. Shout out, friends.
All right. And then this will be. Oh, which Seattle born musician has been named by Rolling Stone the greatest guitarist
Jimi
of all
Hendrix.
Time.
See you later. Night, night. He's a lefty, too, Goo.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
You're so proud of yourself.
I am.
I don't know what for what.
Steiny.
Jimi Hendrix. Second chances.
Jimi Hendrix.
Hey, Steiny. All right, in that case, let's go back to the gridiron so you can fail a few. The most passing yards by a Seattle Seahawk in a single season.
Russell Wilson.
Jim Zorn.
Dave Craig.
Oh, Lord.
Warren Moon. Geno Smith.
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's wrong.
Hey, God.
Come on. I don't even like that. Hey, they wrote me off. Oh, I didn't write back. Oh, man.
It just goes to show you how different the NFL is now. But good, you good one. Good,
yeah,
good on you, good.
And finally, who won the last MVP for the Seattle Seahawks? League MVP.
Oh, it was... No, don't.
It's that's a not the name.
Alexander.
First name?
Sean. Bang, bang.
That's not you. That's me. In Jeopardy, you're allowed to just say the last name. What is Alexander?
You've already said multiple times this isn't Jeopardy. It's a point for both of you.
But one up for the Gipper.
No, I got Alexander.
Evan scored. So
not the great.
Please.
I got my speech together. I'll do it before we get out of here.
Speech on what?
The victory.
What? Oh. Okay.
See, he's really salty.
I'm not really salty.
Evan, good
really
job,
salty.
Man.
But you got to stop doing that.
But you always get in a fight with Evan during the game. He was right. You were wrong. And then you just hang on to it.
When was I? Did I think I was right?
Well, that's why I had to throw the pop culture ones in there. Because the football questions were just, boy.
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix is black. He should have known Jimi Hendrix.
I was getting ready to say it. And the other group.
We can't hear Jimi.
What do you mean?
You don't get that? That's from White Man Can't Jump.
Oh.
That's a 4E.
I didn't know that.
Hey, the part two to that is not bad.
Yes,
part
it is.
Part two to what?
White Man Can't Jump. Who's my
Never
guy? The rapper, the
White Jack Harlow Harrelson. Off my screen.
Dude, hey, common. I was entertained.
Was it Common?
No. Common. What made you say Common? Because you just saw him the other day. I'll say it looks good.
Get your toothpick out of your mouth, please.
I'm Dusty.
What does that mean?
Dusty Baker.
You got to be better, Stanny.
What does that mean?
I thought he meant like his teeth were dusty and he didn't brush this morning and he needed...
I need teeth whitening.
Someone said he get a flagrant two for the Fugees.
Yeah, Stoney, that was... But you got it right.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. But, I wasn't perfect and that's my standard.
Dude, those... Just get your adrenaline going in the games like that.
Those are fun. I think they're more fun for us than the listeners, though.
And me.
Well, you were arguing with the narrator, the moderator. Evan's like, I need security.
You wearing that hat tonight, you think?
Yeah, matches. I coordinated with my shirt.
All right, I'm just asking. So you're not going to change?
Who am I? Aretha Franklin?
I'm just afraid we're going to get out. By the way, if you're not doing anything tonight, get out to the veranda in Concord.
You're just afraid it's gonna what?
Be hot. No, no, no.
People don't know who I am.
No. Oh. It really wasn't. I wasn't
trying
to.
But you were going somewhere.
No, I wasn't trying to diminish you. I was saying, are you going to go home and change? Meaning, is there a possibility it's going to be 97 out there today?
Oh, no. This is. And I'm in long pants. This is what I got.
Long pants are short.
I mean, how many.
Out in Concord tonight, 4 to 6. Yes or no?
How many rendezvous have we had with the summit where it's been like 99?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be fine.
This is Concord, so. Give us the update. Shorts or no tonight? Veranda. Be there, be square.
Red shorts or black shorts?
Red shorts. Oh,
that's
yeah.
A five.
Yeah. What's coming up on the game? Presented by Fremont Bank. I've been watching a show called Below Zero. It's about life in the bush.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Ready or not, here we come to the veranda.
Is this Lil Wayne?
This is why Evan gets mad at you, man.
That's one of the reasons.
It starts with an F, this group.
You we talked just... about them in the last
Coolio?
Segment.
That's
oh,
a C.
This is the Foo Fighters?
My boy Robert Armstead texted me the answer, trying to Foo Fighters. I didn't get it. Just, and he said, he's mad at you.
I don't care.
Because of what, and so you owe me an apology for getting loud. It's so funny, you get loud and I got to defend myself and then, typical getting loud.
Yeah.
You yelled at me, you tick it up a couple notches. I'll wait for the apology. Listen.
Ain't happening.
Buffalo Bills on line one. Did they have a Super Bowl hangover?
Four times.
No, they got up off the mat.
Okay,
three
so you know more
time.
Than Ron Rivera. That's fine. No, you do.
I love Ron.
Yeah, you know more than him. Listen, 49ers Seahawks tonight. Game starts at 5:15. Guru and I are going to be at the veranda in Concord starting at 4:15.
Yeah.
And listen, I got to be honest with some of you. I did a straw poll of people in the building here. Who are going to make their way out to the veranda.
Not five, not six.
Oh, you're right about that.
How many we got?
Like 1.5.
Oh, wow.
One person has to go because they're working, and one person with a we'll see.
That means no. Oh, man.
So I've never been more conscientious when I say to our audience, boy, we would love to see you out there tonight.
Jim Olay said he's possible.
Okay, I hope it's nothing like my first appearance as a radio host 11 years ago.
You got to tell us where and when.
It was.
Well, you told us when.
I had an appearance with Chris Townsend.
Townie!
In Berkeley at a bar called Pappy's.
Oh, I'm familiar.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. We were actually at where Pappy's used to be.
That's
on
amazing.
Saturday.
Evan.
It's now called Callie's.
Yeah, you weren't there, but we are there. But no shows?
One.
Were you hurt?
Yes.
Oh.
Of course, Townie was like, dude, this is the way it is. It doesn't matter.
Check
still
cash.
Check still cash.
You are Durant.
I'm like, dude.
Nobody's here.
Actually, it was two. It was a listener.
That's still one.
And then he brought his wife.
That's still one.
Who didn't have anything to do with us. She was just kind of there.
That's still one.
So.
It's dope.
Hoping for more than one.
Yeah, no doubt. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Because we are men of the people. We're the only show at the station The morning show stone breakfast. But that they're at work. They can't get loose like us. We've thrown actual parties at this show. So, you get breakfast in the morning. Wow, man. Dante was making fun of you and your age before he left. And I'm right behind you, brother.
You were going to say?
Yeah, I said it.
Oh, you're not man. The ha-ha.
Give me a second.
I will.
Yeah,
we got all the time in the world.
It's live radio.
By the way, remember when Nahegan got on us for the pauses?
I need to take a play off.
Sometimes I think about what I want to say first. So,
damn, that's an eight.
By the way, shoot, what was the...
Oh,
I'm going to play... No. I'm going to play Acho again.
Yeah.
Because he said something and I thought, yeah, that's the way it is.
The Niners are in trouble so long as Kyle Shanahan does not get out of his own way. In watching the game, it's like Kyle Shanahan is coaching as if his dad is in the stands and he wants to make his dad proud.
Wow.
He's who?
His dad is in the stands.
But you get
not
what
every
he's saying.
Game.
But you shouldn't be worried about impressing Pops. You should be calling the game.
I think it's admirable.
Yeah.
I think I wish I would have tried to impress my father before he got taken. So what do you think about that?
My father's my best friend right now. That just hit me in the cardiac muscles, Tony. I could cry. No, seriously. I love that. I'm the guy that used to tell you call your mom and your dad. You just send them the voicemail.
Well, now my dad.
I'll talk about mom.
Please.
I'm trying to remember what I was going to say.
Yeah, me
it has
too.
Something to do with a party. I said, Bonte and him have the party. We're the only show that has the adult party. And there was a hook.
Well, as my father used to say.
I remember this one.
If it was important, you probably wouldn't have forgotten.
Yeah.
So it was probably.
I got you.
Hey, George Kittle. Boy, Seattle. Tough atmosphere. It's going to be tough up there, huh, George? You got to hate playing there.
For the core group of guys that have been here who have won in Seattle, we've made it pretty clear, and Kyle made it pretty clear, too, by just showing, like, our last couple games that we've been up there, just, like, how incredibly difficult of an environment it is playing. It's one of my favorite places to play because of their crowd, and one, it's a night game, two, it's an incredibly loud field, three, they hate us, and so it's extra loud, and I absolutely love that. It's, like, one of the best environments in football, specifically for the 49ers, and so the vets who have played there, plus Coach Shanahan showing those things, it hopefully got the younger guys who've never played there or guys who've not played there as a 49er into the mindset of, hey, this is a very difficult situation. You have to be really on top of everything. We're silent count, a lot of the stuff on offense is just communication stuff because you can't really hear it for everything. So we have to be really on all that stuff if we want to go out and execute, which has been something we haven't done very well in the second half of these last couple of games. So hopefully we can figure that out through these next whatever four walkthroughs that we have before we play a football game.
Now he did say something that if you want to be proactive or the benefit of the doubts, Donnie, it's not like the Niners, when they do lose these three games, are losing 27-3. They're blowing them. We've talked about it. So they're they're quarter horses in their losses. They get out to the lead, but they can't finish. So he just talked about it. We put two quarters together, we got to finish. So it's not one of those, we're not even competitive. You got to close.
That's what you heard?
That's what I heard from the great George Kittle.
What I heard is a shot at 49er fans. That's what I heard.
Oh, boy.
He likes playing in that stadium more than Levi's because it's loud. He's basically saying we don't have a home field advantage.
Stop it.
But when I go to Seattle, it's the kind of place I'll sign when I become a free agent. That's what I heard.
Oh, boy.
49ers in a shambles.
Yeah. He's something else.
I'm just saying.
Quincy Jones, from Seattle.
I know, but did you remember what you were going to say?
No, because I would have said it.
That's a trouble.
Yeah.
You hate to see it.
Maybe tonight at the veranda.
Eric in Oakland.
The town.
What's up, Eric? How you doing? Oh, my God. That's a party foul.
Seattle.
By the way, I hadn't heard that term in a while, party foul. You ever heard of it?
No.
It's like when you make Evan?
Committed a few back in the day.
Okay, perfect.
They don't sound...
So get this.
You don't get six.
So
that's
get
a four.
That's true. Not in one night, anyway. So get this. Susan used that phrase about a week ago. And I hadn't heard it probably in 20 years. Get this. So, you know those little libraries that you see out in front of people's house?
Okay.
We have one. She thought it'd be a nice gesture for the neighborhood. We have a little library out front.
That is awesome.
That people come by and they put books in and take books out.
Not steal them, they add to them.
No, in fact, they did the opposite of stealing, apparently. I come out of the house.
Oh, no.
About 5 days ago, and there's about seven crates of books just in our front yard.
Wow.
No, not wow. They just left them there.
But they were donating the books.
But the little library holds 17 books.
But their heart was in the right place, man.
No chance.
Remember the great Rudy Ortiz, our guy, the comedian, former worked here. He was doing a book drive, and they broke into his truck and stole the books he was going to donate. So think about that. As people are adding to your surplus, they stole the books from the kids.
I would rather have somebody come in and take all 17 books out of the little library, and then we'll put 17 new ones in, as opposed to 178 books being dumped on your front lawn.
Wow.
See, that's...
People are saying you definitely don't live in the hood. Because they left them there, though, for their heart was in the right place. Wasn't illegal dumping.
Numbers are numbers, and numbers are numbers.
See, what I could say... Well, I'm not going to even go there.
Oh, I can't wait.
No, you could make the case that one of the reasons... No, I'm not even going to say it.
You live in a good area, Stoney.
No, you don't know that. You don't know that.
But that it wasn't like... That wasn't illegal dumping. Those were books. They were adding. Give it to the children.
To be fair, it is kind of a weird place for a community library because you live in a dead end. Like, who's into your cul-de-sac to go get books?
Well, at the end of our road, as you may know, we have the Morcom Rose Garden, which is a one... did you see the Rose Garden when you stayed at my house?
Yeah, I walked your dog through it.
Dude, there's no dogs allowed in the Rose Garden.
Yeah, it's still a nice place to walk.
It is.
With the dog.
Yeah. Anyway, a lot of people walk by the house and they're going to the Rose Garden to enjoy their day. That's what they do.
Shout out Portland.
It's the Moda Center.
Yeah, it used to be the Rose Garden.
That's a three.
That's still one of the... By the way, Warriors!
27 made threes, man.
What?
It fits. Go ahead.
I know what
I I'm in timeout till I remember.
Well, I might need you before then. But I have this written up. I'll tell you what. You know who's got a... What's the word? You know who's got thicker skin than me?
E.
No.
Thicker skin than I?
Me.
No, you don't.
Please.
You don't. But there is somebody here that's got thicker skin than me. I have among the thickest.
Spumoni.
Bonte. Oh, no.
Bonte.
He'll mix it up with the trolls.
That's what I mean.
Well, thicker skin means you don't react to him.
No, thicker skin means he doesn't care if he gets smoked.
Right. I don't know. He'll fight him. Stoddy, when you fight him, you're participating.
Did you hear what he was saying about Seattle Seahawks fans?
I couldn't stop laughing.
Come on. I love you,
and
Bonte.
He's got a way, I guess, IG to where they can't tag you on stuff.
They're a front runner,
dude. That was
Seahawks
good.
Fans are front runners.
I did hear that.
All right.
Well,
let me ask you this: are there any fans that aren't front runners? Well, other than the Niners, of course.
Well, teams like the Pirates,
they're front runners.
No, they're not. Teams that haven't won forever and they're still there. Come on now. Cal Berkeley got that bad rap and showed up and showed out Saturday.
Yeah, tell me
that place was sold out.
That's right. Talk to me after their next home game. Talk to me at their next home game.
See, but why do you got to take it there? How about just an applause for showing out on national TV?
No.
See, that's what you're the problem.
They were paid.
You're what you despise.
Justin, our engineer, broke that story. Evan said, I was out there at 5 in the morning, and Justin goes, how much did you make?
Oh, man!
George Soros paid.
What a great concept, though.
He paid him.
No, that's how you know Justin's from Queens.
Yeah, that was real student body. Yeah, Stardy.
No, that was...
I was out there in the heat. We were out there in the heat. Evan had his tank top on, Nash. Everybody's asking where Steiny at, Steve.
Nobody's asking where I'm at.
We asked where Steiny.
See, this is why I didn't
come. And
you're
just out there, Larry David, can't find a park up and down the street. Park the car, come on.
Look, I could tell what was going on. You had a bunch of your buddies from 95.7 The Game, and you were out and about, and I knew that... You don't just, you guys don't know how to be discreet when you're out. You take the banner of 95.7, even though it's not an appearance.
Oh, my goodness.
Just so everybody can say, hey, there's the 95.7 group.
Oh,
I wonder who's who.
They were saying that with no banner. They would recognize he had a couple. We had a good
time. Do me a favor tonight. Do all the talking.
I know how to be discreet. Oh, tonight.
Tonight I'm going to need you to do the talking at the veranda.
Steiny said banner. That's pretty damn good, man.
Guru's like, hey, let's. Who's going out to the Callies? Me, Lucas, Grandy,
Bonte,
Chasky, Bonte, Evan, and Guru goes, well, who's taking the banner? Stani, make sure we bring the banner so everybody knows.
If I could give you one guess as to what Guru was wearing to the Cal-Miami game, what would you guess?
I'm mad at Evan.
Something Cowboys.
Oh, my God. This was talked about. It was premeditated. And you didn't
what
just
was
get,
that we talked about it or that you knew?
You, you knew he was going to ask you.
No, I didn't.
That wouldn't have been your guess.
It's just been...
It was a...
He didn't say he was going to ask me that.
Well, he's got like a 33% chance.
And Evan,
exactly.
I should have been like you showing
chef,
your guns.
No, give me another guess. A Warrior shirt. Give me another one. Phil Handy's Lakers shirt. Which one was it?
He ain't on the Lakers no more. Philly.
What's he doing?
He missed a good time. Doing his 94 feet a game training.
I wanted to get there.
With Juju. He's doing work with Juju.
Is he really?
Can they the Valkyries tank so they can get the number one pick and take Juju? Could you imagine Caitlin versus Juju? Angel Reese versus Juju?
The boss says we're not talking Valkyries.
Please. Evan might be doing the play-by-play.
I want Beckers.
Wow, do you?
I don't care. Just give me
but
a star.
But see, you say it with
give
so
me a star.
Oh,
that's
no
all
doubt.
I want.
Yeah, no doubt.
I don't want this to be the, you know. The
yeah, I got you there.
Valkyries doing their Giants impression.
Wow, that was a low
six
blow.
Players we don't know.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't say
that. Somebody that I can get behind.
Yeah.
Somebody that I can get behind.
I'm with you.
Blake Snell. He stinks. And I'll take this opportunity. Evan, on a serious note, because the Valkyries have just named their head coach. They did that at 10 o'clock this morning, part of a big press conference. And they've hired
Natalie Nakase,
former assistant coach with the Las Vegas Aces. She also coached a lot outside the United States.
Okay.
And she was working, I believe, for the Clippers and their G League affiliate recently. So
it's exciting.
Definitely.
So they're ready for the draft. That was the last component,
right?
You had the GM.
Or getting ready for it.
Yeah.
Certainly. Getting ready for it.
Man.
I'll play this one because we referenced it a lot. It's and Guru just thinks this is part of a routine of every year and every game. There's a pep talk. Apparently there's not. Shh, listen.
You know, I'm kind of at the point where it's like the circumstance is what it is. We're 2-3 going into a Thursday night game against a divisional rival, primetime, with the stakes of being number one in the division. It's like, if I have to give some sort of grandiose speech to get you going for this moment, probably don't have the right guys.
Evan, that was great. He's telling you he's tired. He normally does that. But if we need that,
no,
I'm done.
That's not what
he's saying.
Saying,
come to play. It's yeah, that's what Freddie is saying.
He's saying
he's
get
so
to know
pissed
it.
Off
no.
at what's going on and how they're playing. Yeah, Stardy. He's saying not today.
Yeah, you're right. He's we saying got to no go pep to... talk today.
Yeah.
We don't do them here.
No, he ain't.
Please. We're a veteran team. We don't need that synthetic crap of a players-only meeting and a rah-rah speech.
We're not a championship-level team right now.
Your boy might be looking for a new job if they lose to the Giants.
Who?
Zach Taylor. They go 1-5? He might be out. Night.
So coming up in five... Well, but...
I can't wait.
Coming up on the coming up on the crossover.
And don't be scared.
I'm not scared. I'm scared of Willard.
You're the dude in high school. We'd go to the club and get around girls, and he would change. You change when they come in. We're bonding. We've bonded. We do it every day. Don't let them change how you act towards me.
No, I do.
Because you have nothing else because you're scared.
Here's the point. You're not going to want to miss the crossover.
Oh, my bad.
We are going to stick it to Dibley.
Yeah. He might really go off.
I'm telling you, this could be. But
yeah, no doubt. This could go wrong.
It's a gutsy move. And you know what? Here's the other thing. I mentioned something to the boss, and he put something together. If you didn't hear the Greg Cosell interview with Willard, here's the other reason I'm talking now, because they don't usually listen to the show. So. Greg Cosell and Dibley were not on the same page yesterday. It was pretty funny. And so the boss said, shh, I swear to God, he said, you know, I don't have anything better to do except mess with Dibley today. So the boss has put something together.
This is great.
And we're going to play it for Dibs and Willard.
Oh,
and
man.
Who knows how he'll react. But it's going to be fun coming up on the other side.
It could go south or left.
And
just be also, yourself.
Also,
numbers are numbers.
It's also
numbers are numbers.
It's also a.
That is my class.
It's also we're out of here at 2 o'clock, so we can get to our appearance on time.
Mm-hmm. You guys,
really? Concord, I'll get out to Concord in
there. Evan told you what it was, and he was right. I'm telling you, dude, I'm a super commuter. I didn't know that. I am what they call a super commuter. Stunning. Hour and a half, 90 minutes for show. Even if you stop at home, 90 minutes for show. 24, you're going 24, right?
I know 24. Right. I know that road.
Okay.
And when everything's clicking, you can go about 80 on it.
Well, it is Thursday, so you might have some action.
No, so.
It's 140 right now?
Yeah.
50 minutes.
This is
dude, that, and 20 more minutes is a long time in that life.
TikTok.
You don't understand something fundamental, and it is I don't have my car in the city.
You want me to drop you off?
No. I will take BART and I will be in West Oakland by 2:14. See?
Well,
it's quicker to take BART to West Oakland than to take your car.
All right, I got you.
Yeah.
Well, not really.
Oh, yeah.
What if you get a late train?
You don't even have a car.
What if you get a late train?
Oh, yeah. That's more risky than running into traffic leaving the city.
You'd be better off just barting to Walnut Creek and Ubering.
What I'd be really better off doing is skipping it.
You wearing that shirt?
I think so.
He's stealing from you because you asked me, was I changing? And I know what you really meant.
No, this is true, 925.
Like you're not wearing the hat.
What? 925, right on the money.
What?
Guru sounds like the kind of guy that wants every head coach fired.
This stuff is such... It's so weak.
What
it's funny. I'm not that guy. I'm the guy that calls for the head when it's time to be, when it's real.
Like 4 years ago with Kyle Shanahan.
And I'm not
going to
hold the players accountable. Dude, I do want to, Stan, I can't remember what I was going
to say. Which do you regret more, saying you don't hold the players accountable or that Kyle Shanahan?
That's AI. There's no conversation where I would have said that.
Which?
Players accountable.
There's several where you've said it both.
Please.
I think.
So we're about to watch the game.
I'm doing.
Niners win?
Yes.
They got to.
Yes.
About 3.5.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. By the way.
Oh, man.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Evan.
You got a minute here. Steiny and Gurus.
It's pick of the week time.
Gamble of the week.
I got Cincinnati minus 3.5 Monday night against the Giants. Must win. 1,500 of my two. I was up 7,000. I got two left. 2,000. I'm betting 1,500.
And I'll bet 500 on the 49ers to cover tonight.
You've been losing.
I have more money than you. You do realize
well, you're betting $40 with the play money.
That's right.
Could you imagine if
your betting imperfections are coming to the surface?
I'm just hoping this show can make it to the bye week with $1.
Stoddy, exactly. Let me hold something.
You know what you're doing now? I don't know how much you know about gambling. You know what you're doing now, don't you?
What?
You're chasing.
I just had a podcast.
Yeah, you can't chase.
National BetQL, me and Dibs. Liquid at all
how
assets.
How much you get for that?
Dude, it was nice. It went away.
Five? You get 500?
It was nice. Let's just
more?
We missed
thou?
It.
You got a thou?
Dibs wrote this email. Two. It was, whoa. He tried to bring it back. It didn't work. Under new management.
All right. Well, Dibs is coming in next.
Dude, I can't
with
wait.
With Willard. Dibs. And we're going to mess with him. Hey, the beloved Bayview Restaurant and Lounge, perched over Bodega Bay at the Inn at the Tides, has returned. Delight in chef specials paired with live piano music. So incredible, you may decide not to even leave. Dining and hotel reservations at innatthetides.com.
I whacked that thing.